Good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's also the name of this program. You can hear it every Sunday at this time on CHUO 89.1 FM, at the University of Ottawa. It's a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and these are songs that I've heard before. Perhaps you've heard them too. But even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour, listen to some old records, and we will hear what music was like in the years before rock and roll. And as you know, for the last 8 years, David Peel has been your host on this program. I've heard that song before. And since 1996, David brought you every week a huge array of the music that was popular in the years from the 1920s to the 1950s. We don't hear this music as often as we should nowadays, and I know how much we all enjoyed the wealth of music, as well as all the knowledge about it that David shared with us on the airwaves each Sunday morning. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and I've enjoyed sitting in for David from time to time over the past few years, and I'm just delighted to have the opportunity to carry on the program on a regular basis for you now. And I'm going to do my best to bring you popular music from the 20s to the 50s, and I hope you'll continue to enjoy it as much as you have done over the last 8 years. Now, today we're going to be listening to recordings by one of the first and certainly one of the best vocalists of the swing era and the decades that followed it, and that's Helen Forrest. Now, she's remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice, as well as for her talent in matching lyrics to the music of the big bands during the swing era. She began singing in the 1930s, in the late 1930s, and she continued on through until the 1990s, which is a pretty impressive career by any standard. She sang with most of the big bands and had a very successful solo career for decades. She also made many recordings, and we're going to hear a few of them today. She also broadcast frequently. She sang in films and appeared on the club circuit. And she even sang the signature tune for this program, but we'll hear a little more of that later. Right now, we're going to start with her recordings from about 1940, when she was performing with the King of Swing. And here are two selections that she made with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in around that time. First, Yours Is My Heart Alone, written by Mr. Smith and Franz Lehár. And that's an arrangement by Fletcher Henderson. And we'll follow that up with a Rodgers and Hart number, Bewitched, this time arranged by Eddie Sauter. So here is Helen Forrest and the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And sorry, folks, we're having a little bit of trouble with the instruments, but we'll be right with Helen Forrest. Thank you. just been listening to Helen Forrest singing Bewitched with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Before that, we heard Yours Is My Heart Alone. Again, Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman. And this is I've Heard That Song Before, CHUO 89.1 FM. Today, we're listening to the music of Helen Forrest. Now, Helen was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey on April the 12th, 1917. Her family name was actually Fogel, and she later adopted the name Forrest for her singing career. She tried out a couple of others first, including The Blue Lady and Bonnie Blue. She began singing publicly in her teens with her brother's band in Washington, D.C. And in 1938, she joined Artie Shaw's band, where she followed in the footsteps of Billie Holiday. Now, though Forrest was very different in style from Holiday, she very quickly established her credentials with the Shaw Band, showing the warmth of her voice, a clear and natural timing, and above all, her talent for putting words to music, for interpreting lyrics, for which she was particularly famous. After about a year with the Shaw Band, she moved on to working with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and that was in 1939, after Shaw disbanded his, one of his many disbandments, I guess. Helen Forrest stayed with Goodman for 2 years, and her musical collaboration with him produced some very nice music, as we just heard, and we're going to hear some more of it just in a moment. Goodman was at the time consolidating the enormous success of his swing band into a more broadly based style, helped along by arrangers like Fletcher Henderson and Eddie Soto that we heard. And Forrest was able to hone her musical skills with the band and through these arrangements. We're going to hear that now. You're Dangerous, a number, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And also after that, from 1941, Perfidia, again arranged by Eddie Soto. But first of all, we're going to hear Helen singing a Gershwin number, The Man I Love, recorded in 1940. Here is Helen Forrest and Benny Goodman.
Seems absurd, I know we're both Thank you. sad lament. My dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I'll take it back with a sigh, for piteous one goodbye.
Listening to Helen Forrest with Perfidia with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1941. Before that, you heard You're Dangerous with the same orchestra. And first of all, The Man I Love, recorded in 1940. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. And to the music of Helen Forrest. Now, in 1941, Helen moved on to working with another famous band leader, Harry James. Her time with Goodman had been professionally fruitful, but it seems that Forrest found him a rather hard personality to deal with, so she quit as soon as she could at the end of her contract, and she was actually replaced by Peggy Lee. She went on to work with the James Orchestra. Now, during her 2 years with Harry James, they had some pretty big hits together. But she also started recording at that time with some of the smaller groups, including groups like Nat King Cole and Lionel Hampton. And in 1943, she moved on from being a vocalist with the big orchestras, however notable and famous they might be, and she launched her own solo career. But her 2 years with Harry James were memorable, and it was during this time in 1942 that she was voted the top female performer in the US, and we're going to listen now to some of the songs from that part of her career. From 1941, we will hear her recording of Make Love to Me with the Harry James Orchestra, followed by You're in Love with Someone Else, a song by written by Frank Lesser and Julie Stein that she recorded in 1942, and that made it to number one on the hit parade. And third, also from that year, we'll hear Mr. 5x5, and that was a number two hit for Forrest and James. So let's listen to Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra in Make Love to Me.
Instead of making conversation, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. While there is still a moment, must I extend an invitation? Make love to me, make love to me, my darling. Tonight will end so soon. There are moments when my lips adore. passing. But tonight my lips are only for caressing. But how about you? Before the mood that I'm in changes, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. I'm so in love.
Thank you. fat, bouncing boy, solid avoirdupois, Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side, Mr. 5x5. Got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hip bat. He be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
That was Helen Forrest with Mr. 5x5, a number two hit for her and the Harry James Orchestra in 1942. Before that, we heard You're in Love with Someone Else, also Helen Forrest, of course. And from 1941, Make Love to Me, First of All. Today, we're listening to the music of Helen Forrest. And this is I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 at the University of Ottawa. Now, in 1943, Helen Forrest left the Harry James Orchestra and she set out on the solo career that was to last the rest of her life, well into the 1990s. During that time, she managed to perform in just about every media going, films, radio, the club circuit. She teamed up with crooner Dick Hames on his radio show in the 1940s, and during that decade, she also appeared in singing roles in a number of films. In the 1960s, she appeared with the recreated Tommy Dorsey Band that was led by Sam Donohue. And of course, she continued recording throughout this time, including at last an album in 1983 for Stash in her 60s. But in the late 1940s and 50s and early 50s, she recorded well over 50 transcriptions of music in New York for the World Program Service, which functioned under the aegis of the World Broadcasting System. Now, these included some of her nicest recordings, and they showcased her voice beautifully in some really classic love songs. And we're going to hear those recordings for the rest of this program. And she's accompanied on these songs by Carmen Dragon and his orchestra. We're going to listen first to Too Marvelous for Words, penned by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting. Next, I Want to Be Loved by Billy Rose, followed by Noel Coward, Mad About the Boy. After that, we'll hear I Only Have Eyes for You, and we'll see about listening to The One I Love after that. So here is Helen Forrest with Too Marvelous for Words.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, amorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too to tell you that you're more
past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I want to be thrilled to desperation.
Thank you.
but they all disappear from view.
You've been listening to Helen Forrest with a selection of songs recorded by her in around 1949-1950. We heard first Too Marvelous for Words, followed by I Want to Be Loved, then Noel Coward's song Mad About the Boy. Fourth, we heard I Only Have Eyes for You, written by Al Dubin, Harry Warren. Then The One I Love by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones. And finally, I snuck another one in there, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. Today we're listening, and we have been listening, to the music of Helen Forrest, and we're getting pretty close to the end of the program, but I think there's time for just one more. So we're going to move to that in a moment. Just want to say that Helen Forrest, I think, was the first of the female singers who began their careers with the big bands, and she certainly paved the way for all the rest, singing on the bandstand, recording, broadcasting, and appearing in films. Certainly she had the talent, a unique way of putting words to music. She also had the staying power to maintain and adapt her singing style over six decades. She died in 1999 and left quite a legacy of music and recordings and films. We're going to celebrate it once again before we go with her recording with the Harry James Orchestra of the song that opens this program. I've heard that song before, and I think we'll probably hear it again too. So here is Helen Forrest. James. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and I would like to thank you for joining me today on this program. I hope you'll join me again next week. If you wait for a moment, Gordon is waiting for us at the Jazz Band Bowl. That's Gordon Bennett, and upcoming is Randy McGilligott with 2 hours of great music on great jazz on In Transition. I'm Stephanie Robinson. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.